Welcome to RSN 927's Breakfast Bite.
Good morning, everyone. Andrew Mays with you for the Breakfast Bite on this Thursday morning, October 17 of 2019. A flurry of trades yesterday in the AFL world, which normally happens when you're not allowed to do anything until 3 p.m. Yesterday, Adrian Dodoro speaking about Joe Danaher. He will be a Don next year, not a Swan.
Went into it with an open mind, but we set some really clear parameters to the Sydney Swans from the first day. We were really consistent in what we said. We were honest from the first day, and we stuck to our principles, and unfortunately, we couldn't get the deal done for Joey.
The Saints landed 5 targets during the trade period, so a big tick for Simon Lethlean, although did they pay too much for Brad Hill?
Freo deserved a good deal for Brad Hill. He's a very good player. He's got 2 years to go in his contract. He'll be massive for us under the roof here at Marvel, so we're happy to pay a good deal to get that done because it's the right thing to do to get a good player.
And great to see Gay part of the Caulfield Cup this year with Wolf winning at Caulfield yesterday.
Wolf getting weary at the 200, top of the range, the threat, followed by Kawhi. Ocean X badly got held up. It's Wolf top of the range together at the 100. Wolf and top of the range, stride for stride. Wolf digs in and earns a place in the big one Saturday, big top of the range.
$21 he is after the barrier draw last night. We'll bring you all of those barriers next on The Breakfast Bite.
You're listening to RSN 927's Breakfast Bite.
Packed Breakfast Club for you as well. Coming up after 6 this morning, half Whitey and Rammer to dissect everything that happened. There was more action in the last 5 hours of trade period last night than there were for the last couple of weeks. There's a lot to get through, and we'll have it covered for you here on RSN 927. Scotty Gallen from the Herald Sun will be in with all the latest footy and racing news. We'll try and get you winner before 7 with the early mail. Then from 7.30 this morning, Sam Powell from the Western Bulldogs, James Gallagher from St Kilda and Tom Harley from Sydney will all join us as a part of the show. Scott McDonald also to jump on the line from Western United as they have their first home game coming up this weekend in the A-League. Matty Brown from the Pies Netball Club after signing and John Patton, new Hawk, will join us towards the end of the show. So there is a chock-a-block 2.5 hours coming your way after 6 this morning. Let's start, though, with the main story from yesterday. And it was Joe Danaher not getting to Sydney as he had wished. Here's Adrian Dodoro on that deal that fell through.
5 wasn't on the table. Look, in these things, as you know, there's a lot of discussions, to-ing and fro-ing. They've got their reasons for what they did. We had really respectful discussions throughout the whole week. In the end, our philosophy was we wanted a player to be part of this, and they couldn't see their way around it, and we respect that, and they respect what our wishes were, and we've shaken hands and we move on. Spoke to Joe about an hour ago, and obviously a little bit disappointed, but as you know, with Joey, he's a resilient young man, and actually through this whole process, I think we've grown to actually respect him a hell of a lot more for the person that he is. He's going to be a little bit disappointed right as we speak right now, but knowing him and his character, he'll come out of this a better, stronger person. We absolutely love him, and we think he'll have a great year next year. You know, I've been in this game for a hell of a long time, and there's been a lot of players at clubs that are sitting at the club that they're at the moment that requested trades. It's happened. It happens all the time, and what you've got to understand is it's just not the player that you hear about, it's the ones that you don't hear about. And there's a number of those players out there that ask for trades and they don't happen. Now, you know, Joey's a free agent next year and we're going to fight like hell to retain him. But if we're in this position in 12 months' time, that's the nature of the game and you have to accept it and move on. But having said that, we're really confident that we can provide the environment for Joey.
What was Sydney's best offer?
They put 9 and a future first to us. A number of players. I don't want to go into the specifics of the players. I don't think that's really, really fair. But there were a number of players and a number of scenarios that we did throw up to them that we felt was fair for us. Given that, you know, where our team is at the moment with our age demographic and game profile, we just didn't want to go backwards in terms of draft selection. So it didn't happen at the end of the day.
Let's go to the Sydney point of view on the Danaher deal with head of footy Charlie Gardner.
We went into the negotiation with what we thought was an attractive draft hand. We were open-minded about what a selection of picks might look like to satisfy Essendon. We were open to exploring a number of options or arrangements. In the end, it was made pretty clear to us that pick five and pick nine or two first round picks wasn't going to be enough. It's a bit moot now that we weren't able to satisfy Essendon with draft selections.
So you offered five and nine?
No, we didn't offer five and nine. We were advised early on that five and nine wouldn't get it done. We didn't need to offer it. We had a number of discussions over 10 days or so, and it became clear and was confirmed today that that deal was not going to satisfy Essendon. So I would expect our club will make contact with Joe, and we have been in contact over the last couple of weeks to keep him across where things are at. So I expect we will.
Charlie Gardner there from the Swans speaking about missing out on Joe Danaher. We'll just go to a couple more of the misses before we get to some of the hits. Stephen Silvani speaking here on missing out on Tom Papley.
Well, obviously with Tom, you know, he's a contracted player, and we worked really hard to try and get a deal done there. We always knew it was going to be difficult, and I guess the lot relied on the Danaher deal to go through. So obviously disappointing for Tom, but really respectful towards Sydney that he is a contracted player. So, it didn't work out, but we've got to move forward. We were told really pretty much from the start that if that Danaher deal didn't happen, that was highly unlikely that Tom would get to our football club.
Let's stay with Soss from the Blues. They missed out on Jack Martin too, but they do hope to get him via another avenue.
We felt as though we put a reasonable offer to the Gold Coast, which wasn't accepted. So, obviously Jack's an uncontracted player, so we've still got an avenue to either get him in the national draft or the pre-season draft. We've got an option to be able to do that. Whether he arrives at our club or not, time will tell, but we still feel as though we're in a strong position.
And we'll finish here with Craig Cameron from the Gold Coast, who spoke about not giving up Jack Martin to the Blues.
We set the level pretty early on through the trade period that we were looking for something that included a first-round selection. We rate Jack really highly. I think right from the start we said, he's 25 years of age, coming to the prime of his football career, so we thought that something had to involve a first-round selection, and that wasn't forthcoming. I think we need to let 24 hours go by and for all of us to have a think about what we do going forward. They talked about a future second and a future third. And what we've got to understand there is we have a really strong hand in this year's draft and next year's draft. For us to trade someone of Jack's calibre, a trade coming in had to significantly change our position and improve our position. And we just felt that didn't. So we're in the position we're in now.
More on the trade period later on in the Breakfast Bite. Let's head to the racing world now, where the $5 million Caulfield Cup barrier draw took place last night. And Finch leads the market at $6 after drawing barrier 19 for Chris Waller and Michael Walker. Let's head to Gabe Waterhouse now. She had Wolf, as you heard off the top of the show, who made it yesterday with a win at Caulfield. It'll be backing up again on Saturday. Fair to say, Gabe's happy to be a part of it all.
Certainly can. He's lightly weighted, and that's very important in these big handicaps. And he's racing in great form. And every time he's run in Melbourne, he's just kept improving. And he can relax in the race. The blinkers were on today because we're coming back in distance. They're now in the dustbin. And he'll be like discarding your bra, you just throw it aside. And so, look, it's a wonderful event. Isn't it great that we're all here tonight? It's so exciting, and I think it's a wonderful thing by the club to have this initiative to put on the win, you're in it, you win if you're in, you're in if you win, it's a great idea.
Gay Waterhouse there, courtesy of racing.com. Wolf drew barrier 5 for Bo Mertens, and it is a $21 chance currently with the tab. Let's head to Ben Mellum now. He's got an interesting ride tomorrow. He's had a good couple of years in the Caulfield Cup without being able to nail the winner. He's on Mirage Dancer this Saturday, and if it gets up, there'll be one very happy host of the Breakfast Bite. Here's Ben Mellum, courtesy of racing.com.
Look, he's going really well. I'm really happy with the way he's settled in here to Australia, and his work's been very good. the Caulfield Cup's been a race that's eluded me a little bit the last couple of years, running second and third, so certainly looking to go one better, mate.
It drew barrier 13, currently a $15 chance with the tap. And we'll finish with the big boy, Hartnell, who drew barrier 17 last night. He was represented on stage by Jason Walsh, the Godolphin Racing Manager, and this is what he had to say to Racing.com.
No, I can't stress enough for you how important Hartnell is to all of us at Godolphin, and the great thing about these decisions is that you can make them with complete confidence that he goes out there and gives his all, and that's what we expect from him on Saturday.
When you looked at the weights, he's 58 kilos, so the bottom weight Wolf with just 50 kilos, it's a big spread for him.
It is, but Hartnell's no stranger to big weights and he's no stranger to big handicaps, and you know, as I say, we've got complete confidence in his ability. He's a mile and a half Group 1 winner and he's in the race to make his presence felt.
More racing coming up later on, plus more footy news with the trade period wrapping up last night. Let's head to the A-League now, where Bessart Berisha yesterday spoke about his goal and his importance to Western United.
I was just really, want to do my job, you know, as a striker, you know, and to help my team how much I can. But of course, this is, I guess, where a striker get counted. You know, you have to score goals for your team, for your club. And of course, I want to do this, but the most important is I really came here to help the team with my experience, with my game, the way I play, and, you know, try to help how much I can.
Bessart Berisha speaking there yesterday. Western United, Scotty McDonald, Cap Socceroo too. He will join us at about 8 o'clock this morning to have a chat about their first ever home game coming up this Sunday afternoon. Looking forward to chatting to him. Meanwhile, the Melbourne Victory take on the Western Sydney Wanderers. That's going to take place tomorrow night at Amy Park. First match there for the season. Let's have a listen to Adama Traore. He's been a gun for the Melbourne Victory in the past. He spent a couple of years overseas, but he's returned this year. This is what he had to say yesterday about that return.
Yeah, it's always good to come back, you know, after many long months without playing. And, you know, going out there, see the fun again. And, yeah, it's pity we didn't win, but we can take many positive things out of this game.
Adama Traore there. Sorry, that match at Marvel Stadium tomorrow against the Western Sydney Wanderers. Looking forward to that. To a bit of netball from last night, and great news for the Diamonds. They've levelled the Constellation Cup series between them and New Zealand, getting a bit of revenge after losing the first game. Lisa Alexander here speaking after the win.
Oh, look, I feel great. I actually threw out the script for my pre-game. And they're all looking at me, because especially Seabass, she's seen everyone. And I did something different because I wanted to demonstrate to the players that they needed to be brave out there, and I had to be brave too. And then I just told them that, look, at the end of the day, if they go out there and give it their all, I'm proud of them no matter what the result is, and that'll be special. So don't put that extra pressure on, you know, doing it for least. That's, you don't do that. You play to your processes, and that's what we did well tonight. They actually played the game plan much more smartly and executed and played with passion as well. So I couldn't have asked for more.
48 goals to 42 in a pretty low-scoring affair last night. Two more games in the Constellation Cup to come. We'll catch up with one of the Diamonds tomorrow on the show. Time to take a break. On the other side of this, we'll touch base with the Wallabies ahead of their build-up to the quarterfinal of the Rugby World Cup. More NBL news with Dean Vickerman, who's still over in the States with Melbourne United before their match against Sacramento. Bit of NRL as that season just keeps going on and on for representatives, and a bit of baseball news from yesterday too, with a new team into the World Series. That next at 10 to 6.
This is The Breakfast Bite.
In the air, center field. This should do it. Robles will squeeze it, and there it is! The Washington Nationals are National League champions!
Yes, indeed. 7-4 the final score against the Cardinals. So the Nationals head towards the World Series. They wait to see who they will play. Let's head to the Rugby World Cup now. Scott Serra, front rower for the Wallabies, says they're trying to keep everything as normal as possible heading into their massive quarterfinal clash with England.
the great thing we've had so far is we've treated every game the same, and it's put us in good stead so far, making sure we just get our preparation right throughout the week. I think it's such a big part of what's going to help us be successful, hopefully, in this tournament. But yeah, I think it's obviously going to be built up, but we know the steps we need to take throughout the rest of the week to get ready for the weekend. And we understand that scrummaging is an eight. It's not just the guys up front, although we do cop a lot of the rap for it. We understand as a group that, if we're all firing together, that's what I believe makes a successful scrum.
To the NBL now, Dean Vickerman was involved yesterday at training for Melbourne United. He spoke ahead of the match against the Sacramento Kings.
Had to lead with my own energy today. good little workout. We wanted to... It's our last real full practice just with a shoot around tomorrow, so wanted to hit the intensity pretty hard, but still had a reasonable amount of time, and I think we got that done today.
What was the focus of today's work?
Really tidy up execution. We didn't really want to add any more to our package, just really get to starting spots a little bit better. Leadership from our guards and just getting people organised and just a lot more voices today, and so we kind of step back as coaches a little bit and let the players really sort more things out, which they need to on the floor.
That game to kick off a little later today. To the NRL now, where it was announced yesterday the grand final won't be heading north.
First of all, today's a significant day for rugby league. The NRL grand final will remain here in its spiritual home in Sydney through until 2046. I would like to acknowledge and thank the New South Wales Government for their ongoing partnership with Rugby League. By 2023, the NRL will be using three state-of-the-art, purpose-built, rectangular rugby league venues. It'll give our fans the very, very best game day experience probably anywhere in the world.
Todd Greenberg there, CEO of the NRL, speaking yesterday. Let's head towards the Caulfield Cup now, where the Barry draw took place last night. I'll run you through the markets at tab.com.au. Finch, a $6 favourite after last night drawing Barrier 19. Murder Glaze, $8 with tab.com.au. It drew Barrier 21, the Japanese runner. Mustajir, $9. It's on the third line of betting along with Constantinople, Mr. Quickie, and Vow and Declare. So a pretty open field at this stage. Looking forward to Saturday's action at Caulfield. Cannot wait to be there. Let's head back to the footy world with a couple of the deals that did get done yesterday. We'll start with Jack Stephen. He found his way to the Cats eventually, and he had a message for Saints supporters.
G'day Saints fans, Jack Stephen here. Just wanted to say thanks for all the support over the years that I've been here. I've had a great time. You're an unbelievable supporter group, and I'm going to miss you all, but I think it's come for the time for me to head back home and look after myself and my family. So just wanted to say thank you, and it's been a great ride and I've really enjoyed it, and it's not like a nasty leave or anything. I still love the club, and all the best for the future. And just also like to say, if anyone's feeling down, just speak up. That's the best way to do it. Cheers.
Jack Stephen there speaking yesterday to Stephen Wells. So as well as picking up Jack Stephen, there was a late swoop by the Cats for Josh Jenkins. This is what their head of recruiting had to say.
Patrick was certainly someone that we used as a reference regarding Josh, because he does know him so well and has a good relationship with him. But in the end, we had to make a decision that we thought was best for our footy club, and a proper list management decision. And, we're very pleased that Josh is joining us.
The Dogs nailed both of their bookend targets and kept pick 13. Here's list manager Sam Powell.
Yeah, we targeted a key forward and a key back, and we're able to do that and hold on to 13, which is really important to go in with our first draft pick, and then also retain our first draft pick next year. So to achieve those objectives over the 9 days was really positive.
And let's finish with Simon Lethlean. Big day for St Kilda, nailing all five recruits. This is what the head of footy had to say.
We targeted five players that, I guess, in the end confirmed they wanted to come and got them all done. It took a fair bit of time. Took a lot of hard work from James Gallagher, bit of experience from Gubby to help, steer the ship and stay calm. And it's just good momentum for our club to have players wanting to come of that calibre. And we moved some players out. We had to not win every deal to get them all done, but got them done, so we're thrilled. I guess we look at the sum of all the parts in the end. We started off with pick 6, 59 and 65, I think. So we gave a bit to get Hilly in the end, but before that we got pick 10 back, and we got Dougal Howard and Paddy Ryder, and finished off with Jones and Butler. So we gave some more along the way, but in the end we had nothing at the start. So we weren't too fussed about having to win every deal. Freo deserved a good deal for Brad. He was a very good player. He's got 2 years to go on his contract. He'll be massive for us under the roof here at Marvel. So we're happy to pay a good deal to get that done, because it's the right thing to do to get a good player.
Simon Lethlean there speaking yesterday on a big day for the Saints. We'll have it all covered for you on The Breakfast Club coming up after the 6 o'clock news. Half Whitey and Rammer to run their eye over a very busy last day of the trade period. Sam Power to join us from the Western Bulldogs, James Gallagher from St Kilda, and Tom Harley from Sydney will all be a part of the show, plus John Patton, who now finds himself as a Hawk. Scott McDonald also to jump on the line from Western United. Matty Brown from the Pies as she re-signs. Scotty Gullum with all the latest footy and racing news from the Herald Sun. We'll have the early mail for you too before 7 o'clock on a very busy Thursday morning. Enjoy it. We'll chat again tomorrow.